It's Tuesday, August 6, 2024.
30 inches of rain means what for certain communities here?
It means obliteration for a lot of our city.
Hurricane Debbie brings astonishing rains and flooding to Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. Climate change is a partner in the Paris Summer Olympics. Plus, plaintiffs in last year's catastrophic Maui fires reach a settlement with Hawaiian Electric.
All of those catastrophes and more straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Yeah, and this storm is getting a lot of attention, even though it is just a Category 1 storm.
Oh, it's only a Category 1. Is that right, CBS News? No worries about those 30 inches of rain and cars floating away. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, we had a few weeks respite from the storm season, but boy, has it kicked into gear again, it looks like.
Yes, it has. Hurricane Debbie made landfall as a Category 1 in Florida's Big Bend region on Monday.
Oh, only a Category 1?
Yes, but it had lots and lots of rain and flooding.
Oh.
It hit only about 20 miles from where Hurricane Idalia struck last year. As we go to air, Debbie has now been downgraded to a tropical storm, but it dumped at least 19 inches of rain in Florida and is blamed for killing at least 4 people. Storm surge of as much as 10 feet in some places, compounded with inland flooding to cut off communities and overwhelm infrastructure. Because Tropical Storm Debbie is very slow moving, forecasters warn that it is potentially a nightmare scenario for flooding, with historic rainfall totals of as much as 30 inches as it creeps across to low-lying areas in Georgia and South Carolina over coming days. The mayor of Savannah, Georgia, Van Johnson, did not mince words when speaking with CBS News in advance of the storm.
30 inches of rain means what for certain communities here?
It means obliteration for a lot of our city.
What goes through your heart, through your mind?
Pray. Pray.
Man-made global warming is supercharging storms like Debbie in a number of ways. Debbie is unusually early in the storm season, fueled by record warm ocean waters. Normally, a second named hurricane doesn't form until the end of August. Rising sea levels have raised the baseline for storm surge. A warmer atmosphere holds more moisture, intensifying Debbie's rainfall. And studies show that storms today are moving more slowly after landfall than they did back in the 1950s.
Really?
And are stalling in place more often, giving them much more time to dump much more rain.
That's not good.
Emerging science links the slowdown of storms to the melting of Arctic sea ice, which is altering the jet stream that drives weather systems across the U.S.
Yeah, but it's only a Category 1, so who cares? What's on the Olympics?
Well, climate change is also a partner at the Summer Olympics.
Damn it.
You know, that heat dome that has brought scorching temperatures across Western Europe and North Africa and is broiling athletes and spectators alike at the Paris Olympics would not have been possible without the influence of man-made global warming. That is according to a new rapid analysis by scientists at the World Weather Attribution Group. Polluted runoff from unusually heavy rains is still causing fluctuating water quality issues in the River Seine. Belgium withdrew some of its triathlon teams after its competitors, who swam in the river, fell ill. On the plus side, a years-long effort by Paris city leaders to expand public transit options and build a network of safe bike lanes and create a citywide low-cost bike share system has made Paris the first ever 100% cyclable games, with no car needed. That has paid off in a major reduction in traffic congestion and the side benefit of cleaner air.
Unless, of course, you can't ride a bicycle, but we'll leave that for another day.
Well, you can still take a car, you just don't have to.
Okay.
In other news, nearly 1 year after the catastrophic fires in Maui, Hawaii, plaintiffs have reached a $4 billion settlement announced by Hawaii Governor Josh Green. If approved by a court, electric utility Hawaiian Electric would pay about half of that $4 billion settlement. Hawaiian Electric was criticized for failing to shut down its power lines during the dangerous wind conditions that that contributed to the blaze. The utility and other defendants did not admit to any legal liability as part of the settlement. At least 102 people died in the devastating fires that ripped through the town of Lahaina and other parts of Maui on August 8, 2023, destroying the historic town and causing damage estimated at $5 billion.
And, of course, no amount of money can ever restore that.
And finally, some better-ish news. Oil and gas major BP predicts that the world's demand for oil will peak next year as wind and solar power and electric vehicle adoption continue to surge. But BP projects that demand for fossil natural gas will continue to grow over coming decades.
So they hope. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.